Giorgio, you know? It's got a few words to it.
Gunboat whistles and the gunboat saying the gunboat does most anything. Going away to Giorgio, going away to Giorgio, going away to Giorgio, the gunboat whistles in the Giorgio. I ain't a part.
Natural. EV.
Christian Lord than anything I know, but it's a good fiddle piece. Thank you. That's an old hymn song.
You know the words to that one? Do you know where you could find the words to it?
Oh, it's in a lot of song books.
Is it in that Methodist
Brother to be an Idle Time Christian, I think that's the name of it. Now what?
How about the Old Soldier's Joy? Try an A-tune?
Yeah. What do you want?
Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson. I can play it like that, but it's harder for me. I'll have to change the fiddle.
Thank you.
Boom. Speaking of me.
What are you buttoning, bro?
See if there are any in there. I don't know if there are or not. Here's an old hymn we sing up home a lot.
You're a pretty religious man. How do you think that affects your fiddling these days?
I quit playing for about 20 years on account of it. I'll tell you why. I used to play for square dances, and it was a lot of drinking and fighting and all that stuff back then. Why, people, they'd go out to a farm home or somewhere and they'd strap on guns when they went, and they'd drink and carry on, you know. And I just felt so bad about it after I got saved, and I didn't go, and I didn't play. So when I started playing again, I ain't in the habit of going and playing for dances too much. Now I'll play like we did here the night to start off. It's a lot different what it was back when I used to play for dances, because the people were mean, huh? They didn't care if you got killed or you didn't. So that's the reason I quit playing for years. But then I just started back, and I think, well, it's a gift. Now, the reason I play is this. If it's for the good of man, for the good of somebody enjoys it, huh? That's the reason I got back into it. Nothing I'd like to do is to be, have somebody to be happy over what's going on and learn somebody something that I know, really. Because I went up to Morgantown to play in the university. And I told them I felt so little. They said, you know something we don't know. So I played for them people up there, and they enjoyed it. And everywhere I go. Now, one fella didn't enjoy it. His name was Fiddlin' Bill from back in the hills somewhere. And he told me that I played too loud and too fast. And he wouldn't speak to me, and he wouldn't talk to me. That was in Washington, D.C. One day I got with him, and going to to lunch, and I said, I think you're a fine fiddler. He said, I think you're a fine fiddler if you'd just slow down a little. Well, I said, he said, you've got the best bow arm of any man in the land. Well, that sounded good to me, and he said, but he had it in for him because I played too loud. Tommy Hunter was there. He was a fine fiddler. He is a smooth fiddler. And he said, I don't see nothing wrong with your fiddle. But he played really smooth, nice fiddle. This other fellow, he played and sung as he played. I couldn't do that. But now he got pretty loud sometimes. But he thought Melvin played too loud. Well, I tell you why I got to playing loud and hard. I used to play maybe 6 days and nights for fairs, follow them, you know, for square dances and things. And the harder I got, the harder I played. That's about what happened to it. So I just can't get away from it. Mm-hmm. So if it suits you fellas, I'll play that way, huh?
You mean when you went up to Morgantown, you said you didn't feel right about playing up there at the university?
No, I felt so bad about Ben going in there and me not hardly out of Braxton County and going in amongst them people to playing like that. I just felt a way down the other, you know. But anyhow, after a while I got straightened out and I played for Tom's class. He had a good class there and I played for them and everything worked out all right. We stayed all night with him back home. He brought us back home.
How about the Piney Mountains?
All right, play you Piney Mountain. Now this is a pepped up you Piney Mountain. This ain't that old slow dragoman I used to play, you know. Thank you. No. No. The worse arthritis gets on me, the further around it goes. That's when I got that short fiddle. Next thing I know, I'll have one of them half a pint size ones.
You keep any bees? You keep any bees?
No, but I don't want them to sting me that bad. My dad played, and he kept this fiddle in a dresser drawer. A pallet of a thing. And if you moved that fiddle, he knowed it. Seemed like any time it was moved a little, he knowed all about it. So one day, I sneaked it out, and nobody in there, and I wanted to play one tune. That's all I ever wanted to learn was just that one, you know. So I sneaked it out, and I found out I could make a noise, I could sound like it went, you know. That is Boney Partridge's Retreat. But it's not the way we all play it anymore. I'll play it directly if I can. But anyhow, I could make a noise so you could tell what was. And my mother was there one day, and I said, could I get my dad's fiddle? I said, I can want to play Boney Partridge's Retreat. So she let me get the fiddle out. And she could tell what I was playing, you know. So from that time on, I kept trying. And one day, my dad was playing one evening, and he played that tune. My mother said, Melvin can play that a little bit. He said, what? And he gave me a mean look.
How old were you?
I was about 9 or 10. I didn't know what was going off there for a little bit. And he didn't say nothing, but he just jobbed the fiddle over at me. Said, let's hear what you can do. Just sober like. And I took it and I tried. Well, he could tell what I was playing, you know. From that time on, he helped me, huh? And now he was a strict teacher. You might think this fella's strict. But if I made the wrong move with a bow, or if I cut shorted it on my noting, he stopped me right then, and I backed up and got it. So that's how I learned.
When I visited you this winter, you played me the way you first played Soldier's Joy.
Yeah, well, I learned to play it like he did, you know. But I was trying to get by with a little easier. Huh? For dances and things, you get tired of putting everything in, you know. And I was cutting corners. So he stopped me right then when he heard me. He said, you get her and put her in there. Huh? So I put in all the fourth notes, but now I can't. There's a high note there that I have to substitute because my little finger won't get down there and get it. So I substitute it with the bow, and it's hard to tell the difference.
Would you play it that way for us? The
way you used to play it? The short cutting it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I played that over at Washington for them fellas over there, and hey, they said there's a lot of difference. Well, they are. Now, a lot of people play it like this yet today. You have to excuse that high note because I don't get it, but I use a bow.